Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grill House in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grill House has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grill House in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Gentlemen, good morning.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi, Zoe. Hey, howdy.
Hello.
Hey. Sup?
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 Happy hump day.
Happy hump day.
Yeah. All right, let's get to it. Hardy, you're not in the dark. That's a plus.
They told me it was going to be dark in the studio start, but it is not. I think that one light is brighter than normal.
It's like that Kobe Calais song, Brighter Than the Sun.
I'm not familiar with that one.
Oh, it's a jam. It's a summer jam.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know that one.
I don't know that one either.
You know it.
I don't know that one.
Don't know it.
Hey, well, let's get right to it. What do you say?
Oh, good.
Oh, great. Let's get right into this NASCAR story. Let's dig right in. We mentioned it for a segment yesterday. There's some people that are upset with some of us.
Who?
I would say if I had to rank them in order, one is Hardy.
Why?
I'm two, and no one's ever mad at Zoe. So you didn't say anything that would get anybody mad at you anyway. But
I'll pull up some emails if you want to see anybody mad at me.
Are they mad at you too?
About this?
No, not about NASCAR. What the hell did you say? I don't remember you saying anything bad
about
NASCAR.
First of all, just let me put it out there. I was wrong. I apologize. Everybody who said that it was nothing more than a pull down and it's an invention and they're flying off the handle and everything else, you are right. I was wrong. I'm sorry for belittling you and your assessment of the situation. There, I'll say that. But this whole thing, I cannot believe that somebody saw this thing, A, and it was a garage pull down. Right, the news was A, and then B took it to NASCAR officials, Talladega officials. They saw it and said, yep, something going on here. And then C, they called in the FBI, which led to D, a 2-day investigation, during which time there's this huge rally of support and an outcry. How can this happen in this day and age? And we're going to have all the drivers and we're going to have Richard Petty and everybody go down there on the track and hug and do all this stuff and allow all that to happen while the FBI was like, well, obviously this is not a hate crime, but we really can't say anything until we finish writing our report and put it out there the next day. And then have everybody, including me, not only A, look like idiots, but B, now go on the defensive from here on out and say, well, stupid me for giving the benefit of the doubt to somebody who said they were the victim of a hate crime. Now I have to back off and say, let's just let everything see. Let's let the chips fall where they may on this one. I'm sorry. I am no longer able to believe anybody who says stuff like that. That's the position they've pushed us all into. Anybody who wants to, I don't know, maybe be a decent person and assume that somebody wouldn't overreact to something like this and also have a little bit of faith in, you know, officials in a sport or the federal BI. Apparently, they're a bunch of hapless nitwits, too. And they allowed all of us to go on there, believe it, except the people who said from the very beginning, nope, that's not it. And now you're right, I'm wrong. And everybody who was coming at me last night on Twitter and on email, there you go. Yeah, I said it last night, I'll say it again. You were right, I was wrong. I'm sorry for thinking that maybe everyone down there was not a complete moron.
I totally understand what you're saying. I totally understand what you're saying. Because if you find this thing, and then it's brought to someone's attention down here, hey, we got this thing, come down here and look at it. Okay, so you go down there and look at it. This is pretty common in what we do here, the way we hang things, whether it's a belt, a rope, a tether, whatever it is for the car, you know, the crank cables, and this is the way we store stuff. But given what's going on today, if I just go back to Smollett and tell them this is common stuff, not Smollett, if I go back to Bubba Wallace, right? Bubba Wallace. If I go back to Bubba Wallace.
There's a Freudian slip.
Yeah. And sorry about that. If I go back to Bubba Wallace and tell him this, guess what? Oh, they didn't look into it good enough because this is commonplace down here. It must all be like this down here. So what he did was he probably did the right thing. Someone made an accusation. This is not my jurisdiction. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give it to somebody hiring me. So you give it to the FBI. The FBI right now has a pretty good understanding of what the relations in our country are and some of the stuff that's going on in our country. So instead of sending one Joe Schmo agent down there, let's send 15 down to make sure, let's make sure we cover this thing with a fine-tooth comb and get to the bottom of it. So I think that's why you have an over-the-top FBI presence. And then we're going to take our time and make sure we get this right, and then we're going to put it in print, and that's going to be the end of the story.
But so this wasn't a noose fashioned out of a thick rope that was, you know, slung over the rafter hanging over Bubba Wallace's car. This was a tie-down that, and again, the internet sleuths, who finally got one right, immediately pointed out. And this is the part that really bothers me. The people who immediately raise their hand and say, nope, not racism, nope, not racism, a lot of times are the same people who don't want to believe that any of this stuff exists. Yeah. And I won't get into the politics of it, but there's a certain segment of, you know, when you go on either side of this thing. And again, shame on me, an idiot, for trying to approach things from both sides always, right? I'm not far left. I'm not far right. Let me see what things are, and then I'll decide. Then I'll decide on whether it's a candidate or I'll decide on an issue or whatever it is. But people who tend to be on one side look at something like this and say, nope, fake news, haha, hashtag fake news, and it's all an invention. Look at this. And if you're NASCAR or the FBI and you look at this and you realize, okay, this is not the typical hate crime thing. This is not hanging, you know, from this is not a rope.
Who do they say that
it's
to?
Not
do
in
they
the garage.
Say that to Wallace?
It's a
or do
pull,
they make a public
it's a
statement?
Pull down. Why not get out in front of it right away? But
go
instead,
to every camera. Go to every garage and show them in each and every garage. Go up and down all 50 cars there and show them. They should have done that. They should have had the cameras
right away and quashed this thing right away instead of emboldening, if that's a word, one side of this. It by saying, see, told you, it's what NASCAR wanted. It's what the fake media wanted. It's all they give their argument credibility. You want to know why? Because they were right. They were 100% right. It was a garage pull down. But instead of, you know, looking at this and trying to get out in front of it right away, they say, no, let's bring 15 FBI agents down here. And let's let everybody just fawn all over themselves and how, you know, they're going to try and make a show of unity, which it's of course, it's not a bad thing, but it's not necessary. And you end up giving credibility to what I believe are the people on this who have a stake in trying to prove that somehow there isn't racism going on. It just it boggles my mind. It boggles my mind how one person saw this, showed it to another person, and then they bring in a bunch of people, and nobody at any point raises their hand and says, wait a second, hold on, this isn't what it seems. Can we stop this right now before it gets out of control?
Which I think, again, Hardy, it had to have gone through so many people that there was still something unusual about the way the pull down on the door was tied. And there is a picture of it going all the way back to October of last year. So this is what we know for sure. Nobody targeted Bubba Wallace with a hate crime. Nobody targeted him at any point in the last, you know, week. That didn't happen. This actual rope was hanging from the garage door as far back as at least last fall. And there's a picture of it. There's Wood Brothers Racing's number 21 car in front of the door. There's a picture of it. You can go look at it for yourself. And if you look at the knot on the pull down, it is a hangman's knot in that picture. So someone gets to the garage and says, what is this? They think, did someone do this because this is Bubba Wallace's garage for the week? Like, is this what happened? And I just think that to say that, you know, because it was a pull down, someone didn't automatic. How many people do you think this went through before they called the FBI? NASCAR looked at it after they cut it down and said, we got to call the FBI. So all these people that work in those garages all the time and deal with those pull downs on a garage door all the time, there were enough people there that thought there was a possibility of someone having done it on purpose, because it was not just the same as all the other knots. Like, it wasn't. And it's not what you said, though. It's not, you know, a thick rope that someone tied an actual noose and left it in the garage. That's certainly the image that I had conjured up in my mind.
Same,
like, someone
me.
Brought that in there and left that in there. This is not what I thought it was.
No.
But there were still enough people that looked at it and said, yeah, someone may have done this, you know, as some sort of subtle sign, you know, and that's why they took it down, because it didn't look as all the other garages looked or all the other knots looked. There was still something off. It wasn't one guy that got the FBI called. You know, there were plenty of people within that garage and within NASCAR that felt something may have been up there, right? And obviously, Bubba Wallace was not the guy that saw it, not the guy who caught it, not the guy. He was never in the garage. Like, he had nothing to do with that. So I don't blame him. I think he's been put in a terrible spot in all of this. That's what I think for him. In fact, he spoke last night. He was on with Don Lemon last night. You'll hear from Bubba Wallace himself coming up next.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
This is how the pros.
That's great. Thank you, Beef. You're proud of yourself.
Do Sports Talk Radio.
Your microphone is down. Hey, Marconi.
Just hit the button.
Turn the mic up.
I'm just
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
I'm pissed. I'm mad because people are trying to test my character and the person that I am and my integrity, and they're not stealing that away from me, but they're just trying to test that. And I don't know what time it was, about 5:30, 6 o'clock on Sunday evening after the race has been called, garages are closed. My crew is on a plane back to North Carolina. I was about to go out to dinner with a couple of fellow competitors, and we were talking about what time we were going to leave, where we were going. I get a phone call from the president, Steve Phelps, and it's a phone call, Don, that I'll never forget. It's one of those phone calls where you can automatically tell within the first couple seconds that something's wrong. Mm-hmm. And so I'm thinking all the bad things or whatever it could have been that I had done, whatever I said. So he's like, we need to talk in person. So I'm like, okay. So he walks down to the motorhome, opens up the door. The look that he had on his face alerted me in a way that I'll never forget as well. And it's still thinking like, okay, what did I do? Let me know.
Bubba Wallace last night on CNN with Don Lemon describing getting the phone call, them informing him of what they had found in the garage.
Oh, he didn't know yet. I mean, we've all had that call where one of your higher-ups say, hey, we need to talk about something, okay? Hey, come here, like, oh, God, what'd I do? You know, like he said, what did I do? Am I getting fired? Am I in trouble for something?
He knew something was weird. He knew something was up. and that was the start of the phone call. He also spoke last night in his interview with Don Lemon about the actual the pull down on the garage door itself. Here he is about that very topic that we were just discussing.
Don, the image that I have and I have seen of what was hanging in my garage is not a garage pool. I've been racing all my life. We've raced out of hundreds of garages that never had garage pools like that. So people that want to call it a garage pool and put out old videos and photos of knots being as their evidence, go ahead. But from the evidence that we have, it's a straight up noose. The FBI has stated it was a noose over and over again. NASCAR leadership has stated that it was a noose. I can confirm that. I actually got evidence of what was hanging in my garage, over my car, around my picker guys, to confirm that it was a noose. I said, is this something like, I wanted to make sure we weren't jumping the gun. And I said, this isn't a knot. This isn't just a regular old, what you call it? He's like, Bubba, this isn't something that can be done within a second of just tying a knot and being on the way. This is something that took time.
What are you saying here?
It was a noose. It was a noose that was whether tied in 2019 or whatever. It was a noose. So it wasn't directed at me, but somebody tied a noose. That's what I am saying.
And that's why they thought it was weird. That's why they reported it. Because these guys have been in a million garages and they don't look like that. So someone was screwing around and ties a hangman's knot on the garage pull down. These guys happen to get that garage and they think something's weird about it. And to NASCAR's credit, they took it seriously. They didn't dismiss it. I think in that regard, NASCAR looks good.
Yeah.
They didn't say, oh, shut up, it's just a pull down. Like, Hardy, I know that you were rooting for that to be the case, but, you know, they looked at it and said, nah, this does look a little, enough people looked at it and said, yeah, that's unusual.
So,
that's not normal. It's worth looking into.
In order to...
I'd rather they look into it than just dismiss it.
Yeah, but I would rather them look into it, and if they're going to come to that conclusion that there's nothing, there is no hate crime here, and they did that in what, a day? They figured that out. Do it before everybody, you know, decides what they need to do is rally around Bubba Wallace and, you know, have this show of unity and support for something that didn't happen. It's like getting a bad diagnosis from the doctor and then having a party because you think it's your last day on earth, and then it's like, well, what are we doing? What do we do all that for? You didn't wait for the last test result to come back, you know? And it's not like it went into a remission. No, there was nothing ever there. What's the point of all this? And the point of all this, I don't know. All I know is that it gives fuel to the fire of people who want to say, I'll tell you what the point of it is. To get the mainstream media to say this and to get NASCAR some fans. And it still doesn't make sense because now it's all backfired and you knew the story was going to come out. I don't know what type of position Bubba Wallace feels like he's in right now. It can't be a good one. You know, he had all this done for him. All these people, not only A, supporting him, but B, arguing against him and saying that he knew all along. So he's, you know, he's thrown into the middle of this. I don't know why you couldn't have just taken a look at it. And if you're going to decide there's no hate crime here, just do it quicker. Do it quicker before all this thing has a chance to, you know, have the flames fanned for a couple of days. And for him to say now that, no, it was a new, this is not something that's done in a second. So he's saying the FBI is wrong.
He said the FBI said
he said the FBI got it right, and they referred to it as a noose because it was. But what, in order for it to be any sort of crime or
to be directed at him,
act of racism, they would have had to have directed it at him.
It has to be directed at a person specific.
Of course it does, because you tie a piece of rope a certain way. It was born out of racism, like back in 2019.
Beetle, I don't know. All I know is that he has been put in a bad position over this, and it all could have been completely alleviated had the first person who looked at it said, that looks a little weird, and then another person looks at it and says, that's a garage pull-down. Okay. It took the FBI. It took the FBI to come in and recognize a garage pull-down. The NASCAR pit crew guy couldn't recognize it as that. The officials at Talladega couldn't recognize it.
No, that's what I'm telling you. All those people looked at it and said, this is strange. That's what had to have happened. They looked at it and said, yeah, that is odd. That is weird. That's worth investigating. NASCAR thought it was worth investigating. In fact, Hardy, NASCAR said last night in a statement they will continue to investigate it because they want to know how it came to be. So NASCAR is still saying that something about that piece of rope was unusual, and they don't see pulldowns that look like that every day. That's why NASCAR is telling us we're going to continue to investigate this. We're not done. The FBI is done. There was no hate crime. Bubba Wallace was not targeted, but we're going to continue to try and find out how that came to be. That's what NASCAR is saying. And good for them, by the way. I think they look good. Maybe they are really trying to shed that racist past they have. Maybe they're trying to do that.
Is there a picture of this anywhere? Of the actual tie down?
Well, there's one that was taken back in October that it's from far away, and it's not a great close-up photo of it.
All right.
But there are pictures out there. There's a yellow number 21 car in front of the number 4 garage in the photo, if you're looking for it. There's other photos that people are circulating claiming it's the garage and it's the pull-down and it's not. They're incorrect photos. But the one you want to look for is from October, the one that has been referenced in that press release yesterday. 617-779-0985. Mike is in the car. Hey, Mike.
Hey, first time, long time here. And I'm someone who actually has spent a long part of their career in those garage areas and know a lot of the people involved, including Bubba. And it was a completely plausible story from the beginning. NASCAR did the right thing by reacting to it. There was pressure. Reports are that there were two riders who were ready to take it public Sunday night. So they had pressure with it being out there already. So I don't feel like they jumped the gun. I've known Bubba since he started in racing. He's about 14 or 15 years old, about 12 years ago. And he's never pushed the narrative of race. It's a new role for him that he's kind of been pushed into in recent weeks, and it's definitely plausible, and it really disturbs me to see people now blaming him and blaming NASCAR for everything that's going about.
Yeah, I think, for him to be put in the spot, he's the face of it, right? He's the famous driver. He's the guy that represents the team on race day. That's the guy you know. And so he's going to take whatever, that side is going to give him. He's going to be the face of it, and he's going to get blamed for it when he didn't do anything. He did nothing. He had nothing to do with it. He didn't report it. He didn't see it. He saw it after the fact in a photo. Let's go to Fabio in Boston. Hey, Fabio.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Good.
I can't believe it's not butter.
Yay. Hey, well, I'm the black Fabio, so I believe it's butter.
I believe it's butter.
So I want to call out Hardy because what he said about them gathering with Bubba, it's not a bad look. Like, all it did was just show that NASCAR is behind the movement with what's going on in this country. We just all want to be treated equally. And showing that support, I never watched NASCAR, but it makes me want to watch NASCAR now just to see, what, the changes that's going on in this world makes me want to change. Oh, maybe I should start watching NASCAR. Maybe it's not a sport where it's all racist drivers or, et cetera stuff. You know what I mean?
No, and I was happy to see that too. My issue is that the reason why they did that is because they thought someone hung a noose over Bubba Wallace's car in the garage. And that is the furthest thing from the truth. There was no hate crime. There was no
intention.
There was no act of overt racism was demonstrated or perpetrated toward Bubba Wallace. They thought there was, and that's why they rallied around him. I would feel better about it if they had done that just when he had rolled out the Black Lives Matter car, or just when they had taken the Confederate flag down. Instead, it took this, and when I say this, I mean something that did not happen. It was not a thing. So it puts Bubba Wallace in an uncomfortable position.
Let's also say this, Hardy, of
accepting all this unity and thanking his fellow drivers for what? For their show of support in this horrible time. What time? Well, it's actually, it was nothing. It was nothing. It's not a thing at all. You understand? It's going to fuel the flames of people who say exactly what just happened there. It's like, well, that's why NASCAR did it. That's why the networks did it. That's why that's why they did it, so they could get a younger and maybe a different demographic who doesn't ordinarily watch NASCAR to watch NASCAR. See, it was all part of their vast conspiracy, which I don't believe, but this helps their argument.
Right. Do you think there were any sort of scams perpetrated here? You think this is what Jesse Smollett did?
Nope.
Not what happened here.
No, I don't think that. But anybody who wants to point the finger and say, see, all the evidence is falling on their side. And that's what pisses me off. When you bungle and botch an investigation this badly, it's going to give credibility to the people who say, yep, more fake news. Ha ha, hashtag fake news. Why are they doing it? It's the media. You've been played again. And you know, you can argue against it and say, I don't believe that's what happened. I think it was a simple mistake. Except the one problem is everything points in that direction. And I don't believe it either, but that's what now they're emboldened. Now they've got something to stand on when they make these claims because of something like this.
I would just say that it's not fake and no one tried to scam anybody or do it for any sort of gain like it's been claimed in previous cases and was the case in the Jesse Smollett incident. I have a hard time not saying Juicy Smollett every time I know, get to his
but
name.
And that's what I say, too. There was somebody who said to me on Twitter yesterday. And
well, he should be in jail.
I'll find the exact back and forth because this is perfect. This is perfect, right? Somebody said something to the point of, they're doing this because, they want to get, you know, people watching NASCAR who wouldn't ordinarily watch it before, right? It was something along those lines. I want to find
NASCAR doesn't need this. NASCAR doesn't need this.
I want to find the exact thing, because it speaks perfectly to what. Let me look for it. I'll tell you on the other side.
Okay. Yep. Let's get to headlines, and we'll get to more of your calls on this as well. 617-779-0985 here on Zolak and Bertrand.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Zoe and Beetle in the office.
It's like a sweater without nipple covers.
In the car.
You smell bacon?
In the truck.
I'm definitely not stupid, Harvey.
Getting you through your work day on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Six one 617-779-0985. Hardy, you had something you wanted to get to? An exchange of some sort?
Yes, somebody said to me yesterday, NASCAR wins by making Wallace a superstar, gets the urban SJW crowd into the sport, the social justice warriors into the sport, to which I replied, get serious. People are going to start watching NASCAR now who never did before. Stop it. Then we get a phone call from a gentleman who said, I never watched NASCAR before, but I'll watch it now because of the way they're out. I'm like,
boy, is he going to be different.
I can't.
Boy.
Well, hey, Hardy.
There you go.
Hardy, they got to make up for all the racist Confederate flag-waving guys they're losing down there.
Right. That's
the other side of it, right? I don't believe any of it. But when all the evidence goes to the other side that you're arguing against, at some point you just have to tap out and say, fine, I was right, you were I was wrong, you were right, okay.
Say, don't, cheers. I'll save his time. Don't even turn it on. I want you to get disappointed.
I can't believe how dumb everything is. It's like Big Jim Murray says, it's the dumbest time to be alive.
It is.
I can't believe it. I cannot believe it. Now, there it is. There's a garage pull down. Are you sure? Yeah, we're pretty sure. let's work on it for a couple of days with 15 agents from the federal BI. And then after everybody gets themselves worked up into a lather, we'll type up the report and release it after the fact. Okay. Great. Thank you. Because we didn't have enough to be pissy about already. Things are going well enough right now, you know, with everybody, to where we can afford some extra emotion channeled in this direction. By all means. Thank you for that. Thank you. Thanks to everybody down there for handling this in a timely manner. Good. Excellent.
Andrew's in Milton. Hey, Andrew.
Hey, guys. Hardy, I don't really understand what you're, like, outraged about. Regardless of whether or not the quote-unquote noose pull-down, whatever it is, was placed there, I mean, we know it wasn't now, but what happened the other day when they pushed that car to the front, that was still a powerful thing, and we can all acknowledge that racism is real in America, and, in you know, down in that NASCAR population, half of those guys are conservative racists, so I don't...
Okay.
I just don't understand. It's still a powerful message.
It is. You're absolutely right. The problem is, and this is what I think, a lot of the people who were the first to come out and say it's not a noose, you guys are all liars, it's all fake, this is the same side that wants to believe that racism doesn't exist, that it's not a problem, that it's a media invention, that it's
right. So why am I listening to those people?
Right. Well, because now, after it comes out and after they have this display, which a lot of people don't like, you know, if we can agree that racism exists, we can also agree that those same people don't like seeing all those drivers rally around Bubba Wallace.
Right.
They now can say, see, I told you so, never happened. The racism isn't a thing. They're just doing this to make us feel, you know, white guilt or something like that. And I'm with you. I don't believe that, and I'm agreeing with you. But the other side gets fuel to their argument when something like this goes down on the timeline the way it went down. Do you understand?
No, absolutely. Yeah. I think that's a fair point. I just believe that the more important thing is that it actually happened, and I think it's more important to acknowledge that it happened, and who cares about alienating those idiots down there? That's just my kind of point. Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Andrew, I think that's a big part of what's... Go ahead, Tom.
In a different sport where you see some of this NASCAR stuff when you tune in, whenever these races happen, there's all these guys going after each other. And to me, I don't watch NASCAR, but I always thought that each racer hated the other guy, and you want to kick this guy's ass. And I know you're in teams and you're sponsored, and like Richard Petty was there. But I just thought the event itself that, okay, there's a guy that he has something that's bothering him, and he's one of us in his sport. And to see how that became unified yesterday and walked, and Richard Petty's there, and it's, you know, he's his driver. And they all came together and just saw the raw emotion of it. That was pretty damn cool. Whether or not this happened or didn't happen, but just to show you that if something does happen in our sport, we've got all of our backs.
Yeah, and
everybody's
back
in the sport.
And I think people
regardless
do like
if
that.
It happened or didn't.
So I think people do like that element of NASCAR, though, and I don't think it's going to necessarily bleed over onto the track. They're not going to.
Run him into the wall now?
No, yeah, exactly. They're not going to allow the show of camaraderie and like recognizing what's really important in life stop them from being competitive. But you know, Bubba Wallace is like any other driver in that he's got his feuds. He's got drivers that he doesn't get along with. He's had altercations in the pit. I've seen video of it. I don't watch
NASCAR.
Yeah,
he's going after people. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And people like that. It's part of the entertainment factor of the sport. The fact that these guys don't all get along and don't all like each other and can sometimes jaw at each other or, you know, the rubbing his race and all that stuff. This exists like in a different world. Okay, away from the race, off the track, real world stuff. So I don't think one is going to necessarily impact the other. But, you know, at the same time, I don't think NASCAR fans want to see all these guys getting along all the time. You know, just like we don't want to see... No Boston Red Sox fan likes seeing the Red Sox chummed up with the Yankees while they were in town. They're like, what are you talking about? Ortiz is hanging out with A-Rod? What? They're all hanging out and going to dinner together? They don't hate each other? What are we talking about? Or whoever it was Sabathia, and they're friends with, you know, these guys. We don't like that. We want these guys to dislike each other. So as long as, you know, they can rally around for important causes, great. But I think NASCAR fans would still rather see a little bit of animosity when it comes to the racing.
Would you like to have a discussion on an uplifting topic?
Like,
yeah. What do you think?
Sure.
What do you think, Hardy?
It depends on the topic. Fun.
Yeah, it depends.
Arcand is back.
Yes,
Arcand rising from the ashes.
They said so. They said this. You know, like if you love something, you set it free. If the door doesn't hit it in the ass and doesn't go rolling out on his fat ass down the street, and it comes back to you, and it keeps one finger in the door, and he comes back, it was meant to be, and it's yours.
He's back. Arcand is back, and he got a special cameo. And we know how much Zoe loves cameo.
I do.
He got a special cameo as part of his goodbye last night that then didn't happen because he's staying. We'll get to that coming up next.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Everybody, it's the moment you've been waiting for.
Hot takes.
Where you can clearly see there's a gap when the tip digs in and then boom, it pops up.
Oh yeah. Zoe and Beto.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, Arcand is back. He was scheduled to be out.
In or out.
But he was brought back like getting a stay of execution.
Make your mind up, Arcand.
The direct line from the governor rang. The phone rang. And right before the execution, he was pulled off a death row.
Well, Jones is a miserable son of a bitch. You know, he has killed co-hosts. So, I mean, we are like, well, okay, here's another one.
Yeah, I mean, Jones was about to beat your record for killing co-hosts, so.
You're hanging in there. You're hanging in there pretty good.
He was about to have three, right? Jones has had Keith and Cattles, and then he was about to kill his third.
Wait a minute, Cattles is on with him?
Yes.
Wow.
Are you serious?
I did not know that.
What do you mean? You don't remember when Nick Cattles worked with Adam Jones for a couple of years?
Did not know. I swear to God, I thought Nick went to Virginia.
And then he came back.
And then he came back and he was on with Jones.
And then he went back to Virginia.
I don't remember that. It's weird. I don't. Thank you.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, okay. Anyway, Arcand is back. We're all happy about that. Arcand is a big part of the Jones Show at night.
I anchored the first show with Arcand at the Sports Hub Golf Classic up in New Hampshire. It's Christian Arcand and myself.
Is that right?
It's first time on air hosting.
All right.
Here at the Hub.
Well, he was back, and it was announced right before the show. Arcand had this big goodbye show that Jones and company had lined up for him. Like the big goodbye to Arcand. And they got a cameo for him, so.
He didn't call me for the cameo.
They did not call you for the cameo. Yeah. They did not call me for the cameo or Hardy for a cameo. Although we're all available on Cameo.
And this person they called has the same prices, though.
Ooh, wow.
So
if you want somebody fired, I could fire them for you on Cameo.
So the cameo was done before or after he was brought back, Beetle? I'm sorry. What's the timeline here?
It was done before he was brought back.
Okay.
Planning a going away show last night.
Gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha.
So as part of the big goodbye was this cameo. We have mentioned this person before, and we mentioned that Zoe is the same price as this person. It's a woman, Zoe. We have not told Zoe who it is. I'm going to read from Wikipedia. This person is an American stand-up comedian, author, actress, interviewer, and commentator. Beginning in the late 1980s, she performed a series of one-hour HBO comedy specials. And she provided backstage commentary during the 1992 presidential election on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno. Do you know who this person is?
I don't.
Same price as you on Cameo. It is Paula Poundstone.
What?
Correct. We had this conversation.
You
probably
this. You guys would get this for me, and I'd be like, "Who the hell is this? What do you make this person doing?"
So let's.
Oh no, this is an inside joke on the show. Like they had mentioned her before, and then they're like, "Wait, who's that? We don't even know who that is." And then right. they investigated who it was, and they've played her before on the show. So this is kind of a show thing.
Okay.
Okay. Let's hear it.
Hey, Christian, over at the Sports Hub 98.5. It's just Paula Poundstone reaching out to you on behalf of, well, me, Paula Poundstone, but also Jones, Jeremy, and Mason. The Sports Hub, huh? I'm from Massachusetts. I grew up in Sudbury, Massachusetts. Oh, I wasn't sure, born there. Sure. I was born in Alabama, but I only lived in Alabama for a month before I had already done everything there was to do. No, before my family moved to Massachusetts. And lucky for me, they took me with them. All right, I have a Red Sox story. Well, it's tangentially a Red Sox story. Well, I have two Red Sox stories for you. Okay. First of all, I heard that you're a huge talent and you're not going to be with the Adam Jones show anymore.
Wait, we got to pause.
What? Wait a minute. Right now, they should have already gotten their money back halfway through that first.
Oh, my God.
What a train wreck.
Okay, so you do a lot
I
of...
I thought she was a comedian. And by the way, I know very little about this person. In fact, I think there's some very serious, horrible allegations against this person, by the way.
Awful. She lives in awful. Yeah, awful.
Really. So this is a weird thing to begin with. But where is this going?
I don't know, and I don't know any of that other background you're talking about, so I don't...
So when you do a lot of cameos, you know, pretty much every commercial break.
I'm on a roll. I do three or four during a break, yeah.
That's good for you. Wow. Print money. Do you read the notes before you start recording?
You have to. Yeah, you have to.
Okay. Does it sound like Paula Poundstone has read the notes for...
No, it sounds like she's holding it up and she's looking, and... 98.5.
Looking at it for the first
Adam
time.
Jones show.
Looking at it for the first time as she's recording.
Yes.
That's what it sounds like.
I'm not going to put time in to talk. Oh, and Mason and Jeremy, too.
First of all, I heard that you're a huge talent and you're not going to be with the Adam Jones show.
No. With the, what is it called?
You're going someplace else? Got some other irons in the fire there, Christian, I guess? That's
pretty much not. Nope. Same money as me, people. You get me, you get a hell of a cameo instead of that.
All right. So, in honor of your leaving the Sports Hub, you know what, Christian? I hope you're out of sports entirely. I hope that you don't trouble yourself with this kind of stuff any longer. These people don't deserve you. Well... Have a great career.
No. Oh, what a send-off.
That's it? That's where it ends?
That's where that portion ends. She went on for another 7.5 minutes.
Shut up.
Wait, what?
She said, I have two Red Sox stories, she said in the middle of there. Jeremy, this is what they played last night. I think they're going to reveal, like, once Jones and Arcand and vacation time and all that stuff, like, is done and they're back together, I think they're going to start playing some of the Red Sox portions of this.
So they didn't play it last night?
I don't believe so, no.
Why not?
Too much sports to get to.
They have like 5 hours together every night. They didn't have any time last night to get to the stories?
So you say no, they didn't get their money's worth? 8 minutes they got worth. That's their money's worth. So you providing 8 minutes?
Hell no. Is there a part of Cameo? Ooh, and I got two books just during that. Just talking about Cameo. Is there a way you can file a complaint to get money back? Because you're disappointed in the cameo?
Have a great career.
Have a great career. And remember there, Jay.
Wow.
You must have your hot iron in something else. Congratulations on leaving. Oh, my God.
Sudbury, Tangway's neck of the woods.
I can't believe she went on. I can't believe she went on for that long.
That's 8 minutes.
That's a but okay.
She got and, to do, huh?
So,
I'm not even sure. I want to know how Paula Poundstone became an inside joke on that show. How did that happen?
I actually was listening at the time when it came up, and I can't remember the exact way it came up, but somebody mentioned her. And they didn't know who she was, and then they went and investigated it. And
Hardy, was she like legit famous back in the 80s and early 90s?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. She was a legit...
Well-known
comedian, yeah. But in terms of like the length, there's a sweet spot for cameos. Like you don't want to do it for 20 or 30 seconds because then people feel like they didn't get their money's worth. But I find that like once you go longer than a minute from someone who bought a cameo for someone once before any of us were ever on it, after about a minute, it's a little uncomfortable sitting there and watching this personal message that really isn't personal. It's been bought and paid for. I think like 60 seconds is about that sweet spot. Do you guys work with that in mind?
47 and a half.
See, Zo goes even shorter than that. Beetle,
I tend to go 90 to 2 minutes.
It's a little long.
I'd say 90 seconds is the sweet spot.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think you guys are working hard enough. It's 8 minutes.
The Sports Hub, huh?
That's our new intro. The Sports Hub, huh?
The Sports Hub, huh?
Still here.
We should have got a cameo for Artie's last day a few weeks back.
That would have been nice.
Well, it's not his last day yet.
to wish him the best, though.
Have a great career.
Have a great career. Okay. Let's get to headlines. It's just weird. The whole thing is just weird. But, hey, congrats to Arcand. Mike Vrabel talked about coaching against Bill Belichick in the playoffs, and also an update on Tom Brady and Jarrett Stidham. That's on the way.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.